Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today, smack dab in the middle of the month, and we have a great show for this week. My first guest is a friend of ours for many, many years from the Righteous Brothers, the great Bill Medley will be here. Country star Kelly Lang will be joining us, and then a real and true lawyer who's playing a judge on a show called Jury Duty, Alan Barinholtz, will be our guest. Lou Ferrigno Jr. will be joining us. Remember Bob Eubanks from the Newlywed Game? He's going to be here to chat with us a little bit, as will Darlene Goldenhoven. Now, Darlene is a fabulous singer, and she's got a new CD out that's unbelievable. And in our lifestyle segment, Megan Kaiser is going to be talking about travel, and Kelly Edwards about sprucing up for spring. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today. I'll be right back with my first guest, Bill Medley.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy Today, and that song is the most played song in radio history, and that was told to me directly a few years ago by our next guest. Not only one of the most talented guys in our business, but one of the nicest, too. From the Righteous Brothers, our friend Bill Medley. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks, Rook. How are you?
I'm doing
everything good out there?
Oh, yeah. Everything's been great. It's been a long time since you and I spent some time together over in Branson. We did a thing at the Dick Clark Theater. Then we came over to the Andy Williams Theater. We had dinner, you, me, my wife, and Paul Revere. And, boy, I miss those times, Bill.
Yeah, man. You know what? That Branson thing was really fun, and I enjoyed it, and I got to work with my family and have my family there, and it was terrific.
And that Andy Williams Theater is probably one of the best-built theaters in Branson. Do you not agree?
Absolutely agree. Well, Andy Williams was such a pro. And, yeah, the sound, the lights, how, you know, it was just done perfectly.
I recall the evening, and I'm sure you don't, but I got to tell this story, okay? We're having dinner, and it's Paul Revere, the late Paul Revere, who was a terrific guy, Bill, my wife and I, and it starts to rain, so the cars are parked way far away, so Bill, the gentleman, takes the umbrella and walks my wife to the car, and my wife says, boy, if I only could tell this story to my graduating class, that I'm walking in the rain with Bill Medley while while Bill leaves Paul Revere and I in the back, soaking wet. Bill, tell us about the new partnership now with Bucky Hurd, who, of course, was big in Branson.
Yeah, he was big in Branson. And, you know, it's just, you know, and Bucky and I talk about it all the time. It went together so smoothly, and I really wasn't looking to team up with somebody, but I'd had, you know, my manager and friends and a lot of guys and people in the business saying, boy, you should, you know, reform the Righteous Brothers because people want to hear that music. And I went out one night because Bucky and I had been friends for years, and out there, he was one of the first guys I ever met in Branson when we went there. And he started doing a show down at this smaller theater, and he was doing a couple of Journey songs in the show, and I went down to see him, and I didn't know he was that good, to tell you the truth, and because I'd only seen him do, he was one of the Blues Brothers at the Legend show. He was John Belushi.
Right.
And boy, he sang those Journey songs, and I said, my Lord, he just killed them. And I said to myself, well, if I was ever going to do this, that would be the guy. Not only was he a phenomenal singer, and he was heavily influenced by Bobby Hatfield, so he has a lot of Bobby naturally in him, but he was a friend, and he was somebody that I just really liked a lot, and so it just fell in. That was perfect. We sat around the piano, sang a few songs, and I said, yep, I think we ought to try this. If you're up for it, we'll go try it.
He's the luckiest guy in the world to be able to sit across from a piano with you and say, okay, you're part of the team, Bucky. And, you know, I don't know if people really realize this, but a partnership like you had with Bobby and now with Bucky is even closer than a marriage, because sometimes you're on the road more with the partner than you are with your family.
Yeah, Bobby and I used to joke about that all the time, that we had a closer we spent more time together than we did with our family.
Sure.
And it's truth, and it's not just spending time together. I mean, you're spending really quality time, you know, and you're going out on the stage, and when you're on stage with a partner, you just really have to trust each other and rely on each other, and it becomes a real different kind of bond, you know. And Bobby and I certainly had that, and Bucky and I, we just finished our third year, and we definitely have that bond. And it's a family.
It's a family, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
I meant what I said in the introduction about being one of the nicest guys in this business. That is true. You do something on stage, and you did it to me one night, and I thought it was a stroke of genius when you made mention of the fact that after many years, I think the song was Yesterday that was played the most, and then when placement song, You Lost That Love and Feeling, beat it out. You said, I want to thank everybody, including you, Ron, all the people in the radio business. And that was a nice touch. It really is something that people in our business really don't get that very often. I thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, listen, success is never built alone, you know. It's not like I say, you know, I mean, it takes everything and everybody coming together, you know, like it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes three villages to keep a career going, and if it wasn't for you wonderful radio folks, and it wouldn't happen. Just wouldn't happen.
But you got to have the product, and you have the product. There's no question about it. A Grammy winner, an Oscar winner, Golden Globe, and an American Music Award, and pinning the song a little Latin loop-de-loo. Also, My Babe. Is that the My Babe that Elvis did a cover of one time?
I don't know if Elvis did it, but there's a couple of songs kind of like that are called My Babe. I don't know. I know that a few bands have recorded My Babe, just because it's kind of a simple, kind of cool little rock and roll song.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, regular spot back in the 60s with the TV show Shindig. Wasn't that Dick's production, Shindig?
No, it was, I don't know who. I know that the director, and he probably was his company that put it on was Jack Good. He was from England. Now Dick Clark did Paul Revere's. What the heck was the name of that?
Used to be on in the afternoon. Well, I can't think of it.
Paul was crazy, and the band was crazy, and it was on the beach, and was a great show, but that was Dick's.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We're going to pause for a second here, Bill, and we're going to come back, but I do want to remind everybody several times during our little chat with Bill Medley, the great Bill Medley, that if you're down in the Florida area, the Van Weasel Performing Arts Center in Sarasota, that Barbara Mann Center in Fort Myers, Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale, and then the Sunrise Theater, Fort Pierce, at the Disney Theater, located at the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center. And then you're going to be at the Villages. You know, I toured Florida, Bill. I don't know if you knew this or not, when we were talking with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs, including You've Lost That Love and Feeling. And I'm going I'm going to be in Orlando and the Villages to see you on the
question. Perfect.
Now, we're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with more with my friend Bill Medley. If you get a chance to see Bill and Bucky Hurd, you got to do it. It's one of the greatest shows in the entertainment business today. I guarantee you that. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. I love that song. You're my soul and inspiration. Gosh, I can remember in the 60s being a disc jockey and in the good old days, as they say, and just playing the heck out of that thing. Bill, it's tough for talent like yourself, any talent that has had a lot of songs, to break new material. Because when you go to a Righteous Brothers concert, you want to hear You Lost That 11 Feeling. You want to hear You're My Soul and Inspiration, all the other great songs. I mean, how do you break new material?
You know, it's pretty tough, and you're always caught between, I'm at an age, and I feel blessed that I, you know, get to come out and perform to people, and people still want to hear these songs and this and that. As far as, you know, still recording and this and that, it really becomes tough, and Bucky and I have discussed it, that we would record, you know, if somebody came up with really, really great songs, you know, because that's really what it's all about. It starts with a song and pretty much ends with a song. And we will record if, you know, if everything was right, if the songs were right. But at this point, we're very satisfied and feel blessed, like to be coming out there to Florida and being able to perform to the people that fell in love with that music.
Yeah, Unchained Melody, another huge hit. A lot of these songs that were famous that you guys made as a duet were not sung as a duet.
Yeah, they, you know, Unchained Melody was, you know, a lot of people think that either we wrote it or it was written for us, but it was in a movie called Unchained in the 50s, and one of our, Bobby's and my real singing heroes, actually it was Elvis Presley's favorite singer too, was the singer Roy Hamilton.
Oh yeah.
And Roy Hamilton had recorded Unchained Melody, so we knew it from, you know, Roy. And when we went into the studio, Bobby would do a solo and I would do a solo because there was only so many duets we could come up with. I was producing the albums and Bobby said he wanted to do Unchained Melody, so I made the arrangement and all that, produced it, and Bobby just sang the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And you never know. And it wasn't supposed to be a hit. It was Unchained Melody was on the B-side of a Phil Spector production, Hung on You. But for some reason, all you wonderful disc jockeys took the song and flipped it over, and Unchained Melody became a monster.
Yeah,
and then they put it in Ghost 25 years later and made it even bigger.
You know, I was watching a clip the other night of Ed Sullivan. As you can tell, I live a very boring life. But
yeah.
The clip was you, Bobby, singing with Peggy Lee. That was so cool.
Oh, man, that was, that, you know, Bobby and I were at an age that we were fans of all those people from that era, the Sinatra era, and had the pleasure of opening for Jack Benny back in 66. And that was just one of the coolest. I mean, we opened for the Beatles, but we were more excited about opening for Jack Benny. But singing, I think we did Yes Indeed.
Yeah.
With Peggy Lee, and Peggy Lee was just and an incredible singer and artist, so we were thrilled to death about it.
Is your daughter still touring with you, too?
Yep, she's out there. It's really funny because she was born when I recorded I've Had the Time of My Life.
Really?
And now she's, now she's 31, and she's out there singing I've Had the Time of My Life with me. Wow. So it's just wonderful to have her.
She's not only talented, very pretty girl, too, I might add.
Thank you.
You told a story in Branson when you were out there about being a greeter at Walmart. And so several days after I returned to Orlando, I went to Walmart, begged, borrowed, pleaded, and spent a ton of money to buy a Walmart jacket and put your name on it. And
I know. Yeah. No, I still have that. I have it at my Branson house. I have that hanging in the closet, and when I have a spare time, I go down to Branson to make a few bucks. I go down to Walmart.
Do you still live, have a house in Branson? I know you said you wanted to buy dirt.
Yeah. I still have a home there. I don't know how much longer we're going to keep it, but it was kind of a bucket list. Paula and I, my wife, we kind of designed the house, and my wife Paula decorated it, and it was kind of a bucket list house. It's on 20 acres, and it's kind of a lodge looking house, and boy, I just love it.
Yeah, that's a great area, but there's no doubt about
yeah.
it. You know, Tony Orlando doesn't perform there anymore, but he lives there because he just loves the town, as you know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Tell us the story about how the name came about. You told me that once before. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Bobby and I got together, I guess it was about 1962, and we were called the Paramours, and Bobby and I were doing a lot of duets together because we just clicked. You know, it was just kind of one of those magical things, and we were doing all rhythm and blues and from all the great black artists that influenced us, and we were raised in Orange County, and Orange County was a very white county in those days, but there was a Marine base there, El Toro Marine base, and a lot of the black Marines heard that there was these two guys down at the nightclub singing rhythm and blues, and so they started coming down, and there was a saying at the time, that, you know, if you had a neat-looking car or this and that, they said, boy, what a righteous-looking car,
right?
Which meant good. And if they liked you as a friend, they'd call you a brother. And a lot of times, Bobby and I, when we would come to work, they would say, hey, righteous brother, how you doing? Which meant good friend.
Yeah.
We went in and recorded a little Latin Loopy Lou, and we needed a name because it wasn't the Paramours. It was just Bobby and I. And I think it was Bobby that said, let's use the name that the Marines have been calling us. And we did, and it stuck.
That's such a cool story.
Stuck to the wall.
Yeah, I love that story. Bill, aside from the Florida dates, for other dates, is the website therighteousbrothers.com?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it The Righteous Brothers or Righteous Brothers?
Yeah, The Righteous
Brothers. Bill, I could probably talk to you for about 7 or 8 days and still have more to go. But I will see you on the 19th. Check out therighteousbrothers.com. They're going to be in Sarasota, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Pierce, Orlando, and the Villages in Florida during the next couple of weeks and then on from there. Bill, you are always welcome here, my friend. You know that. I absolutely know that you will never retire, and I appreciate that because we'd be missing out on a lot of great times in the future.
Well, as long as the audiences can hold up, I can hold up. They inspire me.
They're going to hold up for one heck of a long time.
Thank you, Ron. It's been a real joy talking to you, and bless you, and have a wonderful year.
Thanks, Bill. Same to you and your family, and we'll see you on the 19th, okay?
You got it.
Thanks, Bill. Our very special guest, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers.
Ron, thank you very much. It'll be great to see you and the missus down there, and maybe we can catch a drink or something.
Bill, that would be great. I look forward to it. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Irak.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is putting a temporary hold on a federal court ruling that would restrict access to a commonly used abortion pill. Justice Samuel Alito blocked lower court rulings that imposed restrictions on the drug until Wednesday at midnight. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is opting out of the 2024 presidential race. He told Fox News that this wasn't the right time to run. President Biden is ordering the Pentagon to tighten the rules on the handling of sensitive information after classified intelligence documents were leaked online. A Massachusetts Air National Guardsman faces multiple charges under the Espionage Act. State and local leaders were among the hundreds who gathered at the finish line of the Boston Marathon to honor the victims and survivors of the bombing. At the 10th anniversary of the race, three people were killed and hundreds of others were injured. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Take my hand, don't let go. Look in my eyes and in my soul. Hold me close, hold me near. Please let go of all your fear. I'm not going anywhere.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. I was just telling our guest, who has been on our show many times over the years, that I listen to that song and it just brings tears to my eyes and a lump in my throat. After I've been in the music business a long, long time, nothing has affected me like that song. Joining us right now is singer-songwriter, our dear friend, Kelly Lang. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Welcome to the show.
What an introduction, Ron. Thank you. Give me the big head.
Well, I always say that when you tell the truth, it's easy to do this. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a song just released as the new audiobook for the autobiography of the same name, I'm Not Going Anywhere. Of course, Kelly is a friend of our show for many, many years, and we had her husband on a couple of weeks ago, T.G. Shepherd. Kelly, when you first found out that you were stricken with cancer, what went through your mind? Because this song really reflects so much feeling about people that are not only suffering from that, but have loved ones that are.
Well, interestingly enough, I wrote the song 3 or 4 months before I was actually diagnosed. I had seen a friend taking care of her terminally ill husband. He was the only one that could comfort him. Like when she would say, honey, I'm right here, I'm not leaving, you saw a peace come over him. And I thought, that's beautiful. The only thing I could do was write about it. So I did, and then 3 or 4 months later, it came back around to me when I was going through chemotherapy and was green and bald, and my husband now, boyfriend at the time, T.G. Shepherd, he hugged me and said, honey, I love you. I'm not going anywhere. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Very full circle. I felt the impact that it had on myself. And, you know, I hope that it would impact others. Came out as a single and was in the Burt Reynolds movie, The Deal. And then Ascension Hospitals picks it up and it became their national slogan. Then I thought, what an appropriate name to name my autobiography about my journey with breast cancer and the music business and all of the ups that came from that.
It's so appropriate and applies to everyone. I don't think there's anyone that's listening to our voices right now that can't relate to that title because of something in their life that they had unfortunate and they're working through it as you have done. And your career has been so legendary. Not only hits for yourself, but also writing hits for the likes of Lori Morgan, Oakes, Crystal Gayle, B.J. Thomas, Jerry Lee Lewis, your husband T.G. Shepherd. Do you have more of a thrill writing and singing a hit, or somebody else singing the hit that you wrote and composed?
I've been hit with that same question this week. An artist has recorded one of my songs and took it in a whole different direction than I heard it in my head when I wrote it. And so it takes me a minute to go, oh, that's way better. Or, wow, that's different. What a gift to be able to have something written that somebody likes enough to put their money down on it to record it. It's shocking to your system because you didn't expect that. As far as if I like writing or recording or singing better than having somebody else do it. I just love the creative process, no matter what direction it goes in. I just love to see how, you know, all these little notes go together and they're different than anything else that's ever come about. Whomever sings it, I'm thrilled with.
The late Jimmy Rogers told me one time, he said, you know, the song he wrote, It's Over, which he did, and it was a very melancholy, very haunting song. And then when Elvis did it, it was more of a thrill to hear Elvis do it than it was to hear him sing it.
Well, get that. Yeah. I would be thrilled too. Yeah. I always thought it was so interesting that Dolly Parton did not allow him to record I Will Always Love You because she did not want to give up her publishing.
Right.
Good for her,
yeah.
You know, but wow, wouldn't that have been cool to have heard him sing that?
Well, you know, that's a famous story. He wanted to do it. Of course, you know that. And she said, no, she said, it's a big honor, but I'll take the royalties myself. I don't think she told him that, but that way the story goes. When you wrote this book, was it difficult to write a book? Was it refreshing that you get out in the open to your fans, inner thoughts that you might have? I've asked that question to a lot of people, and there's all kinds of different answers to it.
Well, all of the above. Actually, when I was first diagnosed with cancer, the doctor was really concerned that I wouldn't survive for very long.
Wow.
But now I'm 18 years out, Ron, you know, so I can look at it with a little bit more confidence in myself now. But at the time, she asked that I consider maybe writing all the notes down that I'd gone through for my children to see one day or perhaps do a video. And it just seemed so dramatic to me. I wrote the notes down, but I just kind of put them away. And I honestly forgot about them.
Really?
So during the pandemic, we were cleaning out the garage and I was able to see all of TG's awards and stuff from his concerts and stuff. I ran across a bunch of things of my own, and in those things were these notes from my breast cancer diagnosis. So I started reading them. I thought, why did I save these? And it made me, it reflected back to that terrible time. Well, my friend called me that night. She says, Kelly, I had a dream about you. You wrote a book and it helped a lot of people. That's all I needed. Ron, I sat down immediately and I began to pour out, brought back a lot of memories that I had suppressed. It was cathartic, hard to relive, exciting to see how far far I've come. I've lived much more boldly and more confidently since having that, because you're not promised tomorrow. You sure can live it up that day. Some people think it could have been a death sentence, but I chose it to be my life sentence when I was diagnosed, because I live more in the moment and I appreciate things much bigger now than I once did. So that book reflects all of that.
Well, that's a striking statement, because a lot of people just give up. They say, well, it's over and I'll just sit here and wait. You just took it the other way. Well, what an incentive that is. Olivia Newton-John wrote the foreword to her, didn't she?
Sure did. She was a dear friend of mine. We were very, very close friends. Talked every week, sometimes every day. And I miss her, but I learned so much from her. I hear her voice in my head all the time. I'm going to be on her last album. May the 5th, she's releasing an album called Just the Two of Us. And it's all of the duets she's ever done in her career. I'm on there with John Travolta and Barry Gibb and John Secada and Mariah Carey and Dolly Parton. She and I recorded How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? And so be looking for that. There will be a video that goes along with our release.
And that's coming up
May 5th.
May 5th. Fantastic. And you also released another new CD last November.
I did. That's been a labor of love. I was raised around Conway Twitty because my dad worked with him. But Mom loved all kinds of music, like Frankie Valli and Gladys Knight and Elvis. And so I had a plethora of music that we, you know, blaring around the house. So I just, in honor of her, recorded a bunch of classic rock old kind of songs. And it did so well, and I didn't get to all of them that I wanted to do. We recorded Old Soul too. It's just a CD that you can put on and just listen all the way through for a dinner party. You'll recognize every song on there.
Isn't it fun to do those songs, Kelly? It's just so much fun to go back into the archives of an era that we will never relive. You must have had a ball doing that.
Not only did I have a ball, but the musicians were thrilled to play this kind of stuff because they're normally playing things that people are just now writing. So when they can reflect back to when they were happy or in high school or whatever, it's really a fun thing. They really enjoyed the process to see them do that. But I want to say, though, people tend to forget that I'm also a songwriter. So in June, I'm getting ready to do an EP of just songs that I have written. One of them is coming out June the 2nd. As a matter of fact, I'm doing the video today for the single that's coming out in June. So I can't wait to share it with you.
When that comes out, you've got to come back and just chat about it. Are you going to be with TG when he's down here in Florida?
I love it down there. They're so nice, and the fans are just friendly and kind, and I just love playing that venue.
I played it about a year ago. That's a great venue, and they certainly bring in the greatest talent, not because I was there, because you were there.
No, they're just wonderful. I wish we had something like that here in Nashville. You'd think we would, but we'd certainly need it.
Where can we get the autobiography and the new audiobook?
First of all, you can check kellylang.net. That's the original place that everything kind of lands. But if you're an audiobook person, you can get it there, but you can also get it on audio or Apple, or can't think of all the names that they've got for all of the audiobooks, but it's listed everywhere where you can get those. Original book was released through Amazon. So if you're an Amazon shopper, you can get the hardback, digital, or paperback through them. So kellylang.net, you can get that, and I'll be happy to personally sign it for you.
Oh, that's great. Kelly, you got a lot of reasons to come back and talk about what you're doing here over the summer. So let's make a date to do so. And please tell TG I said hi. I'll see him on the 22nd of April. And much luck, because we'd love having you.
Well, I haven't told you this, but you're the first to know this, but TG and I are in the studio doing another duet album. It'll be released this fall, so I hope we can circle back around for that project, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the door's always open here. You know that, Kelly, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Kelly, and boy, keep on doing what you're doing. Don't stop.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Our guest is singer-songwriter Kelly Lang, and this song, I'm Not Going Anywhere, that's the song that was recorded by Kelly, and just listen to it. It is beautiful.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good one.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I'm not going. I'm not going anywhere.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. in addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to Ron Segee today, live all across the USA and around the world. Now, I got to tell you something. I just watched a preview of a show that's going to be premiering this Friday. I just can't wait for this to come on the air, called Jury Duty. Now, I want to tell you, there have been a lot of reality shows, a lot of comedy shows, but this one really is going to be sensational. And joining us right now is the gentleman who plays the judge on this show, Jury Duty. He's a Chicago-based lawyer for the past 40 years, and this is his first major acting role. He is the father of two comedy legends, Ike and John Barinholtz. Joining us right now is Alan Barinholtz. Hello, Judge. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You must have had a ball doing this show. And let me just set the premise up for everyone, okay? The judge here is listening to a case, and they're picking a jury. Out of the 12 jurors, 11 of them are fake. And the judge is in on the joke, too. There's one individual, Ron Gladden, who's unaware that everybody in this courtroom is an actor. Now, I'm going to have you take it from there, because, boy, when I watched it like four times. I loved it.
So here's kind of the premise. A couple of years ago, the creators who had worked with some of the Borat films and some of the from The Office, they put out a blast. I think it was something like on Craigslist, where they said, if you've never served on a jury before, a trial is going to take place in Los Angeles, and a documentary is going to be shot of the trial, and the judge is allowing cameras in the courtroom. If you would like to apply to be a juror, you do not have to be a California resident, and if you qualify, qualify, we will fly you here, we will pay your room and board, we'll give you a stipend. 2,500 people applied nationally. The gentleman who was chosen for this project is, as Ron mentioned, is a fellow by the name of Ronald Gladden, this young man out of San Diego. And he was stellar and unsuspecting. Everybody in that production was either a tech person or an actor. There was one person who was a well-known actor who played himself, and that's James Marsden, a tremendous actor, a tremendous comedy mind. And the running gag with James was, I'm so famous, I have to get out of jury duty.
Well, I'll tell you the one line that struck me, okay? One thing you never say when you're up for jury duty. One guy said, hey, I'm a racist. It just broke me up because there's key words that'll get you kicked off in case you don't want to do this. Now, when you heard about it, what did you think? Because you're a real lawyer.
Well, what happened was a couple of years ago when we were coming out here for Thanksgiving, as we do every year, my sons and I have a mutual acquaintance from Chicago. Long story short, her sister worked for a showrunner out here. I did some legal work for the family. The showrunner asked the sister, do you know any attorneys or judges who are retired or semi-retired who have some improv chops? And she said, yeah, actually, you know his sons. The word got back to my kids. They said, Pop, do you want to audition for this? And I said, what's involved? They said, well, when you're here next week, we'll shoot a one-minute tape. I shot the tape, and the next thing I know, Ron, I spent 3 months out here last winter and spring filming, and now I moved out here formally with my wife in October, and I'm a member of the Screen Actors Guild. So there you go.
You're going to be on the red carpet next and at the Emmy Awards. Oh, my goodness. Now, the other thing, too, though, Alan, that is kind of interesting on this is when you said that 2,500 people applied, wouldn't some people kind of question whether or not they're really going to be on a trial if somebody was going to send them cross-country and pay for all the expenses?
It's a great question. It, the premise was that because the court is allowing this and because this is a documentary, yeah, I think that some people question it. But candidly, if I were trying a case in Cook County and I had a juror from Portland, Oregon, I would say to the judge, you know, what's going on here?
Right.
But they went through all these applications, and this guy is the real deal. He felt that he was in a documentary. He believed that.
I posed that question one time to the people who do police story, and I said, why would these individuals who are being arrested for sometimes very violent or crazy crimes, they said, you'd be surprised how many criminals will say, but I'm going to be on television. They don't care if they see their face or anything. They don't care about their reputation. I would assume once show business calls, you go, you know, if you want to be on TV, and that's apparently what Ron did. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's on Amazon's Freevee, okay? And let me tell you that it consists of 8 episodes, the first 4 episodes premiering tomorrow. And then 2 episodes will then be released each Friday until the finale debuts on April 21st. And in addition to Amazon here in the United States, in the United Kingdom, and in Germany, the series will also be available the same day on Prime Video in Australia and New Zealand. Alan, you're going to be a world celebrity with this thing. You know that?
Fingers crossed, as they say.
When you practiced law, what kind of law did you practice?
I've been a civil litigator for 42 years. Minimal criminal stuff, but mostly personal injury, medical malpractice, contractual disputes, those kind of things.
Are you practicing now, or have you retired since you're up for an Emmy?
No, I'm still probably 2-3 hours a week. What I do mostly now are arbitrations, which help me act as a judge. I'm an arbitrator where I make determinations as to liability or non-liability.
I would assume by now that with the popularity and the exposure that you're going to get, you know, when this show begins airing, that you will never be able to try a case again because nobody will believe it's for real.
There are worse things that could happen, Ron. Let's say that. So there you go.
Alan, what happened when Ron finally found out that he was being taken?
I will leave that to the last episode.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Okay. And I want to correct something. I don't know that Ron did this so that he would have TV exposure. I think he did this because he wanted to be part of a jury trial. And the fact that he wasn't going to suffer anything out of pocket sense to him, and he was not working at the time. Mm-hmm. But I'll let the TV show speak for that more so.
I think that's a great idea. You know, I always wanted to serve on jury duty. A lot of people try to get out of it. I always wanted to, but they always didn't accept me because I was in the media. And so I never got a chance to do that. And I understand that. It, certainly, you know, they don't know what I'm going to say or do or anything else, but I wouldn't do anything illegal or immoral. Alan, if this goes as well as I think it's going to go, could it go beyond 8 episodes?
Well, there's a big element of surprise, so that remains to be seen.
Okay. Well, I tell you, you're a real lawyer.
I'm looking at my license. Apparently, I still have it, so there you go.
And you're so good at this role, I have to tell you. People sometimes are frightened of attorneys and judges, and you have that look that if you don't do it right, you're going to be penalized big time. It's not like Perry Mason.
I've appeared in front of plenty of judges who have dressed me down, so I kind of channeled some of that.
Alan, good luck with the show. We're going to be watching. Again, it's streaming free on Amazon's Freevee with the first 4 episodes, and then on the 21st, that'll be the finale, but we look forward to having more episodes, and it's called Jury Duty, and the main man on this is Alan Barinholtz. Alan, can't wait to see this, and if you get down to Orlando, let us know. We'd love to have you swing by the studio, okay?
Hey, Ron, it's absolutely my pleasure. You take care and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you. I tell you, this is going to be a hit. I see it in my crystal ball. And again, it's called Jury Duty. 12 jurors being picked to be on a trial for a gentleman, and as a result of that, 11, and including the 12th, which is the judge, are all actors. It's a great premise.
Ron, this was a pleasure. I really appreciate you taking the time for me.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
That's a wrap with hour number one of Ron Seggi today, but don't go anywhere because we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guest this first hour from the Righteous Brothers, legendary Bill Medley. I also want to thank country star Kelly Lang, an attorney, now turned a star of television with a television show called Jury Duty. Alan Barinholtz. Next hour, Lou Ferrigno Jr. will be here from the Newlywed Game, their 55th anniversary of being on the air. Bob Eubanks, lovely singer, songwriter, and she has a brand new CD out, Darlene Coldenhoven. She used to be on the show, too, with Whoopi Goldberg. She starred in the movie Sister Act. And Megan Kaiser and Kelly Edwards on our lifestyle segment. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgwick Today.